We're doing in the laws of Shema, and this is chapter 64. The heading is Din Hatoye B'Kriyas Shema Uboy Dalet Tzivim. This is the law, one who makes a mistake when reading the Shema, and it has four subsections. Subsection 1, Seif Aleph. Koro Limafreya Lo Yotzo. If he reads it backwards, he has not fulfilled his obligation. What does backwards mean? Backwards would mean the verses. There's verse 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever the verses are. If you do verse 4 before 3, or you go in the out of order, then you have not fulfilled your obligation. Because Shenemar, when the Pasuk says, V'hoyu, that they shall be. The Pasuk says, V'hoyu advorim ha'ela, v'hoyu, these words should be, v'hoyu advorim ha'ela sharanoich metzavacha. So the word v'hoyu means, behaviyosun yihiyu. They should be in the way they are. You have to keep them in that order. But that only applies, b'medvorim amurim b'seder ha'psukim. That applies to the order of the verses, that you have to say them in the order the way they come. Avalim higdim parsha l'chaverto, but if he proceeds one portion before the other, say he says v'hoya im shamoya before Shema, he says the second portion before the first one, af al pi she'enoi rashai, although he's not allowed to, because one shouldn't do it, but still, yotze, you fulfill your obligation, l'fi she'eno smucha lo b'toira, because it is not next to it in the Torah, because the portion of v'hoya does not follow directly the portion of Shema. This is in the parshas Voschanon, that's in the parshas Ekev, so there's a difference. So therefore, if you put it out of order, it doesn't matter, as opposed to the Pesukim, which come after each other. In the Torah, they have to be in the right order. Subsection 2, base. Koro parsha v'to'obo. If you're reading one of the portions, you make a mistake in the portion. And, you know, sometimes you're in the middle of saying the words, I mean, your mind sort of drifts, and then you're saying words, oh, well, wouldn't I, you know, something is wrong, you're not in the right place. So, v'toba, but im yodea heichim to, if you know where you made the mistake, you know at which spot you made the mistake, you're going. For example, shakor kol parshim, so you read the entire portion, but the mistake was v'dolog pasuk echad be'emtza, but you skipped one verse in the middle. So you finish the parasha, but you skip the verse. So then, you go back to that pasuk that you missed, the verse that you missed, and you start from there. And then you complete the parasha. Why do you have to do that? Because if you miss the verse, for if you're going to read the pasuk in the place where you remember, now let's say you missed this pasuk, so nimtzo koyd lemafreya, then you will be reading it backwards. You're reading it not out of order, so you can't read it out of order. V'afilu dilek teva achas ois achas. Even if you skip one word, or even if you skip one letter of the Shema, oisheshina nekuda achas, or even if you change the vowel, but we're saying al derech shesbar b'simen kuf mem beis. Similar to what is explained in Simon Kuf Mem Beis, over there, we don't have it into the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, but it means when the vowel changes the meaning. Sometimes the Nekuda changes the meaning, sometimes it doesn't change the meaning. So if you do one of these situations, so then you got to go back to the beginning of the verse that you made a mistake. So even skipping one word, or skipping one letter, will require to go back. So that is if you know where you made a mistake. But what if you don't know where you made a mistake? You have to go back to the beginning of the verse, from that spot where you have a doubt that you may have made a mistake, you got to go back to the beginning of that verse. Keep going. Im yodu aloi, like if you know, sh'amar pasuk shema bekavona, you know for sure that you said Shema with Kavona, with direct your mind, you had in mind, you were good with the Shema. And then from that point on, you're not sure, Chayzer leVahavta, then you go back to Vahavta. Not sure what he does with the Baruch Shem Kved Machusei Loilam Vahod over here. I'm not sure about that, he doesn't mention that. But v'im eina yedeya she'omar b'kshma b'kavona, and if you're not sure if you said Shema with intention, chayzer l'shema, you got to go back to Shema. See, the other places he makes a mistake. But in this case, by the Shema, it's not even if you made a mistake. Even if you're not sure what you said it with kavona, you're not sure if you had your mind, then you got to say it over again. Because the first pasuk needs kavona. And if you're not sure, we're not sure if you fulfilled your Torah obligation. If you didn't fulfill your Torah obligation, you got to do it again. Tov in parsha l'parsha. If you made a mistake in between one paragraph and the other, one section and the other section, shuyudeis shesim parsha, you know that you conclude the parsha. Ve'eni yudeya im rishonavim shniya. You're not sure which one you finish. You're not sure you finish the first one or you finish the second one. You finish one parsha, chayzer l'sim parsha rishona, then you have to go back to the end of the first parsha, and ve'yaschil v'hoyim shamaya. Then you begin with Vayim Shema, you begin the second parsha, meaning you go back to the play. Whatever you're sure, you're sure. So you know at least you know you said the first one. You're not sure if you said the second one or not. So you go back to the second one and you start over again. Subsection 4, Dalet, Siv Dalet. Hoyoimed be uchisavtom. Now the word uchisavtom we find both in the first parsha and in the second parsha. They have the same word. Uchisavtom le'ois. Now over here it says al yodecha. Over there it says uchisavtom lois al yedchem. But he's up to the word uchisavtom. Now he's not sure im uchisavtom sheparsha rishoino, im uchisavtom sheparsha shniya. Am I the first parsha or the second one? Which uchisavtom am I up to? Choyzel uchisavtom sheparsha rishoino. Then you go back to the uchisavtom which is in the first parsha. Again, whatever you know, you know. So you go back. Bamedvorim amurim kishloi hischil leman. That's only if you didn't start with the words Leman Yirbu Yimeichem. And then you're not sure, oh, which chesaf did I get? Avalim Hischil Man Yirbu Yimeichem. But if he said, Man Yimeichem, Ein Leiloch Hashem Hischil Kein Achar Uchesaftim Shem Rishonim. So you shouldn't have to worry now, oh, I'm saying Leman Yirbu, maybe I'm still at the first parsha. We don't have to worry about that. L'shem Minastam Korek Firu Kudlosek. Because we assume normally that you read it as you're used to. As you commonly, you should loymer leman yirba atzim parshni. You say it at the end of the second portion. Umekom mekom imotzach atzim b'tei v'achas b'emtzah parsha. That is certainly if he finds himself b'tei v'acheres in any other word, the emtzah parsha in the middle of a parsha. So you know you don't have the same word. It's just there. Now you're saying, well, I'm not sure where I'm up to. But you go to that word in that parsha because it doesn't even have the other word. Even if it has the same word, but if you already gotten to Leman Yirbu, you're assuming that you already did the whole parsha the way you usually do. But if you have different words and it's only in this parsha, we're assuming that it's, you did the other parsha. Chazoka, Shneamar Kol Mashal Ma'ala Mimenu. The chazoka is, the assumption is, that you said everything that's before and you only go back to the place of the mistake. This is talking about the Shema, but it happens to us sometimes in the regular davening as well. You're davening, and we'll see later on a discussion about the Amida, but I'm talking about even in the Psukka de Zimra, and in other places, you're saying verses, and then you get a mistake, so it seems you have to go back. If you're not sure, you go back to the place where you know for sure you said, and to continue davening from there. Yeah? Okay.
Just one quick question.
Sure.
Let's say you're reading something and you mispronounce a word.